Welcome to an episode of Wine and Wed, a podcast about all things weddings and more while enjoying a glass or two or a bottle of cheap wine. I am your host, Glennie, founder and owner of Calmarin Designs and Events. Each week you'll hear tips on planning a wedding, stories of personal experiences, fun interviews, answers to important questions from couples planning their big day, and just weird and random things. There aren't really any rules because we'll just blame it on the wine and make edits of the inappropriateness later, or not. Thanks for spending some time with us today. Now pour yourself your first glass of wine and jump into your weekly dose of Wine and Wed.
Our first episode today, the stats are right, weddings now, will be fun and light and practically fucking pointless. I have some of the members of the CDE squad and a friend of CDE that will be joining us today. Hi guys, happy quarantine and social distancing.
Hello.
Hello.
So we officially have our own podcast. Oh my god, how exciting is that? I think it's only fitting that we start off our first episode with a game because I always like to force a pointless game on everybody in any aspect of my life. It creates a good filler and icebreaker, especially since we've never done a podcast, obviously. And it, for me, just seems really weird talking to a microphone right now and not seeing your beautiful faces. Dude, like, I literally printed out a Jason Momoa picture, Mr. Aquaman, and attached it to my fucking microphone.
You would.
Well, look, I was promised a life-size cardboard cutout of Jason Momoa, and I still have not received it. I have not received that promise, so a printout, a picture of this beautiful man is all I have, okay?
Wait, that's genius.
Anyways, I just want to thank all of you for putting the time in doing this. I think the fact that we get to do a podcast while drinking wine kind of helped get this thing going. I think that was a pretty good bribe on our end. And I know, you know, lately we've been really busy. So, if you have your bottle, go ahead and pop that shit open, pour yourself a glass of wine, and shit is about to go crazy here.
Yeah, I hear that.
That was me.
That was great. That was a nice one, Mallory. Wow. She's ready.
I'm so ready.
So I thought it would be kind of funny if I assigned you guys one of those like name generators, like what's your street name or a stripper name. I don't know. But I actually did the superhero name generator for everyone instead. I'm trying to make this as PG as possible, if that's even possible. I'll start off the game introducing our participants. So guys, just say hello. Let us know how you're keeping busy staying at home. Give our listeners a few tips and suggestions on how you're doing that. We have participant number one, Amanda, aka Giant Zero. She's our marketing and design director.
Giant Zero, hi, I'm Amanda. I have been doing a lot of crafts just to keep me kind of sane. and eating and drinking. So that's kind of my bit right now.
Participant number two, Jessica, aka Wonder Stapler. She is our LA lead coordinator.
Hello, my name is Jessica. Hi, I'm the Wonder Sapler, whatever that means. I have been just reading and learning a lot of TikTok dances for sure.
Nice.
Oh my God, please send us those videos.
I haven't recorded any because I haven't gotten it like completely down, but I've definitely been practicing in front of my mirror.
God. Oh, Jessica. Okay, so participant number 3, Mallory, aka Cyborg U. She's our LA coordinator.
Hey, yes, this is Mallory, aka Cyborg U. I have been actually sewing a little bit. Yeah, I found a pattern for this cute little jumper that I like, and I had some leftover fabric from another project, so I've just kind of been trying to make some clothes, like the good old days.
Oh my God, I got an idea. So, I'm taking some pictures tomorrow, and I would really like to have a quarantine gown made for me, something very comfortable. For tomorrow.
Tomorrow, that's quick.
Wow, that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, it's 7:30 at night.
I gotta go. I gotta get started on that.
And lastly, participant number 4, he is a friend of ours, Chris, aka Mr. Potato.
Hey, everyone. It's Chris, aka the official Mr. Potato. I've been cleaning the garage, organizing my house, all while drinking and listening to music.
Okay, so before we start the game, we do have a very important announcement. We would like to say happy birthday to Mallory!
Happy birthday!
Thanks, everyone! Thank you!
So, she turned 21 yesterday.
I wish.
So, Lord. You guys, like, we're all at the same age now.
No, I'm officially, definitely in my 30s now, so.
30 and 30.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm going to drink now.
We welcome you with open bottles and open arms.
So, Mallory, what did you do for your birthday while you were quarantined?
My husband's pretty amazing. He wanted to make sure I had an awesome day, even though we couldn't go do anything. So he made me breakfast. We drank tea and coffee out by the pool. We went for a walk, and he baked me a birthday cake. And he made me a steak dinner with steak and garlic mashed potatoes and the works. So he's amazing.
Shout out to Mr. Mallory.
He's a keeper.
He's a good one. So.
And we also have Amanda's birthday coming up soon, too.
Yeah, I just got word that it's going to be until April 30th, and my birthday is April 28th. So.
So we're going to throw a Zoom party because we'll celebrate it somehow. All right, so we're about almost 9 minutes into our introduction. I think rule of thumb of podcasting is you should have a 30-second introduction. So you guys were fucking killing it in the podcast game. I'm also like 2 glasses in, so I just wanted to make that announcement. So the name of the game is The Stats Are Right, Weddings Now. The object of the game is to guess the closest stats without going over. The winner for each question will get a point, and the rest will take a sip of their wine. And I will just drink. So some of the questions will have bonus questions. So the winner of the question will have the opportunity to add additional points to their board. An invisible board, because we don't have the budget to have a physical board. So the board will be in my head, basically. The participant in the end with the most points will win an appropriate amount of self-affirmation and like 2 seconds of clapping. So this is just a practice round. These points don't matter right now. Actually, all the points don't even matter. But example question would be, what is the average cost of an engagement ring? What is the average cost of an engagement ring? So we can start with Amanda. What is your best guess?
The average cost of an engagement ring? I'm going to say $3,000.
Okay, next, Jessica, what is your best guess?
I'm going to say $2,900.
Oh, I see what you did there.
All right, Mallory, what is your best guess?
I'm going to go a little bit higher. I'm going to say $4,000.
And last, Chris, what is your best guess?
From what I've seen, I'd probably say about
$4,500.
Oh, wow. Lucky girl. Shit, that's a lot there, Chris. Okay, guys. Well, I guess that's it. Game over. Congrats, Jessica, on your engagement. Bye. Okay, just kidding. So the answer actually is 5,900. So Chris, actually, that was a good guess.
Chris, he has been doing his research.
Chris.
Okay.
So actually, if it's broken down by region, ring buyers in Mid-Atlantic seem to cough up the most for an engagement ring, spending on average $7,500. Oh, so it includes a region like New York City, Washington, D.C.
Nice,
so it makes perfect sense to why they are big spenders.
Yeah, that does.
So anyways, answers are based on recent studies in Google.com. In order to determine who goes first, I will use a number generator. We don't have a buzzer in the budget, sorry. So don't blurt out the answer or else you'll have to chug your entire glass of wine. Also, try not to look this up online. But you know, the real objective really of the game is to drink all the wine. So it doesn't matter if you lose. It's winning.
Yeah,
it's really winning.
All right. So first question. What is the average purchased carat size for an engagement ring? What is the average purchased carat size for an engagement ring? We will start off with Chris. What is your guess?
I don't know. About 8.
Okay. Chris said 0.8.
Yeah.
Next, Amanda, what is your guess?
I'm going to say 2 carats.
2 carats for Amanda. Okay. Mallory.
I'm going to say 0.98.
And Jessica, what is your best guess?
I'm going to say 4 carats.
Whoa. Okay. 4 freaking carats for Jessica, it is.
Answer
is actually the average purchase carat size for an engagement ring is 0.9. So
I went
that
over.
Means Chris, you win 1 point because you got 0.8. Mallory was super close with 0.98.
How is Chris winning this?
So congrats, Chris. Question number 2. What is the average engagement length for couples? What is the average engagement length for couples? We'll start off with Jessica.
I think the average engagement length is like 2 years.
Jessica says 2 years. All right, next, Mallory, what is your guess?
A year and a month.
A year and a month for Mallory, okay. Next, Chris, what is your guess?
1 year.
Okay, so Chris says 1 year. And last, Amanda.
9 months.
Okay, 9 months for Amanda. So the answer to what is the average engagement length for couples is 15 months. So that means Mallory wins 1 point.
Yeah! She gets
1 year and 1 month. All right, Mallory. So this has a bonus question. Ooh. What is the most popular day to get engaged? What is the most popular day to get engaged?
Oh, there's so many good options for this. I'm torn between Christmas and Valentine's Day, but I'm going to go with Christmas. Christmas Day.
The answer is yes, Christmas Day.
Yes!
Good job. The least popular proposal months is actually September and October. Question number three. What percentage of proposers asked a parent's permission before proposing? What percentage of proposers asked a parent's permission before postponing? Let's start with Amanda.
With me? Oh, shoot. 83.
Okay, Amanda says 83%. Next, Chris, what is your best guess?
I'd say 65%.
Okay, so Chris says 65%. Next, Mallory, what's your best guess?
Oh, this is like recent?
Yes, recent.
Let's go with 50.
Okay, Mallory says 15. Next is Jessica. What's your best guess?
I'm going to go with 75%.
And Jessica with a confident 75%. Okay, so the answer to what percentage of proposers asked parents permission before proposing? That's kind of tongue twister, you guys. The answer is 65%, right on the dot with Chris. Oh my gosh.
Dang.
So we have Chris with 2 points and Mallory with 2 points as well. So they're tied for first place. Question number four. What percentage of couples announce their engagement on social media before informing loved ones personally? What percentage of couples announce their engagement on social media before informing loved ones personally? You guys, I'm slurring my words here now. So, first up is Chris. What's your answer?
I'd probably say 55%.
Chris says 55%. Amanda, what's your guess?
23
for Amanda. Next, Mallory, what is your best guess?
Yeah, I'd say about 30%.
Mallory says 30%. Lastly, Jessica.
I'd say about 45%.
All right, Jessica says 45%. So, what percentage of couples announce their engagement on social media before informing loved ones personally? The answer to that is an astonishing 90%.
What? What?
So Chris got that again.
Why did you?
I don't know, sir.
So Chris is now leading with 3 points, and I am getting drunk. So we're halfway there. There's still time to catch up. But question number five. What is the most popular wedding date of 2020 post-quarantine? So what is the most popular wedding date of 2020 post-quarantine? All right, we can start off with Mallory. What is your best guess? You can pull up your calendar if you need to, Mallory.
Yeah, let me pull up my calendar here and see. Post-quarantine. Right. I don't like any of my options here. So I'm just gonna say, shot in the dark. It'll be Halloween.
Okay, Halloween, yeah. For Mallory. Next, Amanda, what is your best guess?
October 17th.
Okay, October 17th for Amanda. Chris, what is your guess?
December 27th.
All right, December 27th for Chris. Lastly, Jessica.
I'm going to say October 10th, 2020.
October 10th for Jessica. Okay, so the answer to what is the most popular wedding date of 2020 post-quarantine is October 10th. Good job, Jess.
Nice. Nice.
People love exact dates. Like if it's like 10, it's like 10, 15, 20, or 20. Yeah. I knew. I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to say.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So Jess now has 1 point, Mallory with 2 points, and Chris leading with 3 points. And Amanda just living up to her superhero name with a giant zero. Look, she's doing this on purpose, guys. Nothing wrong with that. The more you lose, the more you drink. So I'm with you, girl. Question number 6. What percentage is the groom actively involved in making wedding decisions? What percentage is the groom actively involved in making wedding decisions? We'll start with the only guy here, Mr. Chris.
Oh man. Actively involved, I'd probably say 35%.
Chris says 35%. All right, Mallory, what is your best guess?
I feel like nowadays the groom's a lot more involved than he used to be. So I'm going to say 45%.
Mallory bids on 45%. Amanda?
I'm going to go with
42%. Okay. And Jess?
I'm going to go with 47.
Jess says 47%.
Group, guys.
I see what
group.
You guys are doing here. There's some strategy that you guys are doing.
I know, right? There's definitely a strategy.
All right. So the answer to what percentage is the groom actively involved in making wedding decisions is 14%. So it's still pretty low. Most grooms are all about, hey, just tell me where I need to go and what to wear. I'll be there for the wedding. So I think everybody went over, so nobody gets a point for this round. So next question, question number 7. On average, how many vendors do couples hire? How many vendors do couples hire? Let's start with Amanda. What is your answer?
I'm gonna say 6.
Amanda says 6. All right. Next, Chris, what is your answer?
9.
Chris says 9. Okay. So Mallory, what's your best guess?
8.
Mallory says 8. All right, and Jessica, what is your guess?
I'm going to say 7.
All right, Jess guesses 7. Okay, so the answer is, on average, how many vendors do couples hire? 15.
15?
Oh, I fucking believe that. So, actually, the trend that we are seeing now is a lot of couples are doing a DIY wedding because a lot of those venue packages that offer all exclusive can be a hefty price. So some couples are trying to cut cost any way they can. So they're breaking it down to different vendors that they need to hire. So you're thinking of different venues like ceremony and reception. Obviously, you hire your wedding planner, you have your photographer and videographer, your hair and makeup, your attire, your baker, your florist, like what Chris mentioned, DJ, MC, maybe a band, or you know, your mariachi band, entertainment, your stationery, your caterer, your officiant, your jeweler. Sometimes you have vendors for favors. Especially rental companies, you might have like 5 different rental companies, your transportation, your lighting, all that broken down. I can definitely see why sometimes it gets up to those double digits. So also there's been an increase of stress for wedding planners, but yeah, you can see why a lot of couples hire wedding planners so that they can manage these 15 vendors and try to get people on the same page. So I think Chris got to the closest number with 9. So Chris wins this round again. The next question, question number 8. What average age couples get married? What is the average age couples get married? We'll start with Mallory.
30.
Nice. So Mallory guesses 30. Chris?
I say 32.
32. All right. Jessica?
I'm going to say 29.
Okay. 29. And Amanda?
Okay. 31.5.
Whoa. We have a half there. Okay. 31 and a half. So what is the average age couples get married? The answer is 32, right on the dot, Chris. Oh, goodness.
That was going to be mine.
Right. And it's also the bonus question. All right, Chris, what is the average years couple date before getting engaged? What is the average years couple's date before getting engaged?
I think about 3.5 is about right before someone gets engaged.
Okay. The answer to that is 2 years. So you don't get that point. Yeah. And fun fact, you know, 12 years ago, the average age was 27. Crazy.
Oh, wow.
All right. So I think I actually lost count. I don't even know how much Chris has. So, question number 9. What percentage of couples change their last name to their spouses? What percentage of couples change their last name to their spouses? We'll start with Jessica.
I would say 75%.
Jessica says 75%. Amanda?
94.
Oh, 94%. Amanda's going old school here, y'all. Mallory?
I'm gonna go
65%. And lastly, Chris?
I would assume now it's a lot less, so probably 70?
All right, Chris says 70. So, what percentage of couples change their last name to their spouses? 77%. So that means Jessica wins this question. Nice. Question number 10. What is the average number of guests that attend a wedding? What is the average number of guests that attend a wedding? We'll start with Amanda.
225.
225. All right. Mallory.
100.
100. All right. And Chris?
Average amount of guests is probably 140.
140 for Chris. And Jessica?
I say 150.
Jessica says 150. All right. What is the average number of guests that attend a wedding? Answer is 131. So that means Mallory gets a point. Congrats.
Dang. Oh my god.
All right. Mm-hmm. So now the final winning question. Actually, this is worth $1 million not dollars. This is worth nothing. You get this and you win the entire thing pretty much. So there's still hope for you, Amanda. There you
go. All right, guys.
Come
it's
on,
my
Amanda.
Time
pull it out.
I'm like truly living up to my superhero name.
What is the average couple's budget for a wedding? So what is their budget for their wedding? We'll start with Amanda.
$32,000.
Amanda says $32,000. All right, Chris?
$23,000.
Chris says $23,000. Mallory.
Dang it, Chris, that's what I was gonna say. I'll do 25,000.
Mallory says 25. And Jessica?
I'm gonna go with 20. Okay.
Jessica with 20,000. So the answer to what is the average couple's budget for a wedding? $23,000.
Oh,
right on the dot, Chris. Okay. Chris is cheating, you guys. All right. he's getting these questions right on the dot. So, actually, fun fact, on average, couples end up spending $30,000. So they're aiming pretty low, but actually spending much more. All right, so this is completely pointless, but let me tally up the points. And your winner is... Mr. Potato! So, congrats, Chris. Is there anyone you'd like to thank? You have 2 seconds. All right, good, thanks. You're done?
You have 2 seconds.
So I hope everyone had a lot of fun and a lot of wine. I am completely fucked.
Absolutely.
Thank you again for your time, you guys, and congrats team for our first episode of Wine and Wed. Until next time.
I'm gonna come back for redemption.
Cheers, everyone.
Hi! Love what you heard on this week's episode of Wine and Wed. Well, the fun doesn't have to stop here, you guys. Join us next week for more ramblings and drinking. It would mean the world to us if you could leave us a 5-star review. Spreading the word really is the best way to grow our podcast and achieve even greater things. So bye for now, and thanks again for listening. Have a great week, everyone.